today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today is a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of our great lady, Lady Zahra, peace be upon her. Please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king, Lady Fatima, how Muslims should be, Lady Fatima.
Today, Monday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Lady Fatima.
At first, we'll listen to the Fedekiya sermon. After the incident of not giving back the Garden of Fedek to Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, Her Holiness went to the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, where everyone was gathered and delivered an extremely eloquent sermon. She spoke about many things related to the affairs of Muslims. First, she praised Allah, glorified him, and thanked him for the blessings he has given us. Then she spoke about the circumstances of the prophecy of the noble prophet. She then talked about Imam Ali's closeness to the prophet and his mastery over all other godly saints. She also mentioned his unprecedented acts of bravery in defending the Prophet and Islam. She reminded people of Qadir Khum and how Imam Ali was appointed as the Prophet's successor. Then she reproached the companions of the Prophet after his departure for abandoning the truth. Most importantly, in this sermon, she defended her right to Fedek and opposed the saying that prophets do not leave behind anything as inheritance by reciting verses from the Quran. She then said that she would leave Allah to judge on the Day of Judgment for usurping the Garden of Fedek from her. Why have you, the companions of the Prophet, sat silent about all these oppressions? She said to them. You have broken your covenant with the Prophet, and there shall be a mark of wretchedness on your faces forever, and you shall go to hell for your transgression. As minutes went by, Lady Fatima's martyrdom drew closer and closer. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the sad occasion of Lady Fatima's martyrdom.
سد يا علي ادفني ليلا إذا نامت العيون وهجعت الأبصار علي bury me in the middle of the night when people have gone to sleep and hide and cover my grave, for I don't want those people who hurt me, who took my right away from me, who attacked me and killed my baby, to attend my funeral. Nor do I want them to know where my grave is. And then she told him, Ya Ali, wa alayka min ba'di bil Hasani wal Husayn, fa innahuma min ba'di yatimay بالأمس فقدا جدهما واليوم يفقدان أمهما. علي and take care after me of my sons حسن and حسين. Never yell at them, never shout at them, for it was only a few days ago they lost their grandfather Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله, and today they will lose me, their mother فاطمة. Take care of them, for they have no one to turn to after me but you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then she gave him more of her will. And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam then left the house. Asma bint Umayy says, I was with Fatima salamullahi alayha when she told me, Ya Asma, ya, I will go rest for some time, and then call me. If I respond, then it shall be so. But if I don't respond, be aware I have joined my father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Asma says, I sat down reading the Quran. After some time, I called her, Ya Mawlati, Ya Zahra, Ya, ya, ya. تقول ما أجابتني. She never replied back to me. I called her again, Ya Sayyidati, Ya Bint Rasulullah, Ya, O daughter of the Messenger of Allah. She never responded back to me. I called her a third time, Ya Bint Man Salla Bimalaikat Al-Sama, Ya. She never replied back to me. I went back to her room. I removed the cover from her face. I saw that Fatima has joined her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. عظم الله لكم الأجر يا شيعة الزهراء. لقد ماتت فاطمة. She says, at that moment, Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhim as-salam came back to the house. Imam al-Hasan asked me, Ya Asma, Aina Ummuna Fatima? I didn't know what to tell him. What should I say to him? I told him, my Yabna Rasulullah, Sayyidi, your mother has gone in a long sleep. Leave her. He said, Ya Asma, this is not the time of sleep of our mother Fatima. He ran to her mother's room. He removed the cover. Then he cried, Akhi Hussain, Inna Ummana Mayita. Our mother has joined our grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Then they ran to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, crying and weeping. Salman saw them. He said, what is the matter, O sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi? Qala ya Salman, ajaban lissama lam tantabiq ala al-ard. Laqad matat ummuna Fatima. When Amir al-Mu'mineen heard, he rushed back to the house crying, Aywa Fatima Taya.
For her Haydar cries, Fatima has died. For her Haydar cries, Fatima has died. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord.
And at this time, we want to learn more about martyrdom of this lady. After much suffering and pain, that Lady Fatima went through because of defending her husband's right, she became very ill. According to the most authentic narrations from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, Lady Fatima passed away 95 days after the martyrdom of the Prophet. She made a will that she should be buried at night and that her grave should not be known to any. Therefore, Imam Ali made the preparations for her burial late at night, and only a few of her close ones attended the funeral. Three graves were dug for her, one inside her house, one near the Prophet's grave, and one in Baqi Cemetery. To this day, no one knows in which of these three graves Lady Fatima is buried.
نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة
Lady Fatima, the Lady of the Worlds. You are listening to today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, the dear daughter of the last Prophet of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, emphasized the exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions. In one of the most evident indications of Lady Fatima's immaculate nature, Prophet Muhammad stated, "O Fatima, indeed, Allah is angered for your anger and is pleased for your pleasure. Since Allah is just and wise, she would only be angered or pleased righteously." The Prophet's infallible words describe Lady Fatima's anger and pleasure as indicators of Allah's anger and pleasure. Therefore, Lady Fatima must not be mistaken in her anger or pleasure under any circumstance. In light of this pure quality, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny also said, "O Fatima, aren't you pleased to be the Lady of the Worlds, the Lady of this nation, and the Lady of the Faithful?" Lady Fatima is also known by another beautiful names, such as Az-Zahra. This name refers to the blooming glow of Lady Fatima's countenance. Her sincerity and devotion to Allah was manifest for all to see.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Let's now review together the ziyara of Lady Fatimatu Zahra Salamullahi Alaiha.
Allahumma salli ala siddiqati Fatimata Zakiya. حبيبتي حبيبك ونبيك وأم أحبائك وأصفيائك التي انتجبتها وفضلتها واخترتها على نساء العالمين.
O Allah, send blessings on the truthful Fatima, the pure, the dearest darling of thy most beloved friend, thy prophet, the mother of thy friends and close supporters, whom thou chose, favored, and gave preference over all women of the world.
Allahumma kul al-talib laha mimman zalamaha. واستخف بحقها وكن الصائر اللهم بدم أولادها.
O Allah, call to account those who wronged her and made light of her rights, and take revenge from those who killed her children.
Allahumma wa kama ja'alta umma al-immati al-huda wa khalilata sahib al-liwa wal-karimata inda al-mala'il a'la.
O Allah, In the same manner as Thou chose her to be the mother of the Imams of Guidance, the associate of the stand-bearer on the Day of Judgment, and give her the loftiest position in the highest heaven.
صلاتم تكرم بها وجه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وتقر بها أعين ذريتها وأبلغهم عني في هذه الساعة أفضل التهية والسلام.
So send blessings on her and on her mother, blessings that brighten the face of her father, mother, blessings of Allah be upon him and on his children, which give joy and delight to her children, and convey my heartfelt salutations and greetings to them. Just now.
Dear brothers and sisters, again we offer our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.